Apart from lack of confirmation, there are several problems with Ramachandran's approach. The experience of union with God is not associated only with the temporal lobe. The experience is multidimensional. Brain regions implicated are related to awareness of the self, physiological and experiential aspects of emotion, and an alteration of the spatial sense of the self, as well as of visual mental imagery. A more serious problem is that Ramachandran studied EDRs, but did not measure brain activity while the two groups of subjects were exposed to the various categories of words. As a result, we do not know if the temporal lobe was activated while the epileptic subjects were seeing the religious words. In addition, passive viewing of words did not induce deep mystical states in the subjects with TLE. Based solely on his study, we cannot conclude that the temporal lobe mediates RSMEs. Overall, two key limitations dog any study of RSMEs that focuses on pathology, such as those of Saver and Rabin and Ramachandran. First, it may be difficult, as we have seen, to find a sufficient number of good, clear instances of a given pathology. Some proposed pathologies of interest, like temporal lobe personality or the Geschwind syndrome, are putative and controversial, and conclusions drawn from studies that depend on two individuals with a disputed pathology are risky, to say the least. Second, and perhaps more important, the original reason for the pathology model was necessity, not excellence. It was the only way that the pioneer neuroscientists could begin mapping the enormous inner space of the brain. Today, neuroscientists can observe the actual workings of the healthy brain in detail. The pathology model may still provide useful information for certain purposes, but it should not remain the model of choice when we can image the brains of neurologically and psychologically normal experiencers of RSMEs, as my doctoral student Vincent Paquette and I have done at Université de Montréal. See Chapter 9.